This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KHB32 Tampa Bay, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.55 MHz. Here is the forecast for the following area in Florida: St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Largo. Issued by the Tampa Bay National Weather Service. Flood watch in effect through late Thursday night. Hurricane warning in effect. Storm surge warning in effect. Today, mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. Isolated showers this morning, then scattered showers this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Highs in the mid-80s. East winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Tonight, tropical storm conditions expected with hurricane conditions possible. Isolated thunderstorms. Widespread showers. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Lows in the lower 70s. East winds 20 to 25 miles an hour with gusts up to 35 miles an hour, increasing to northeast 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 65 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain near 100%. Wednesday, hurricane conditions expected. Widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. East winds 35 to 45 miles an hour with gusts up to 75 miles an hour, increasing to 50 to 60 miles an hour with gusts up to 85 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain near 100%. Wednesday night, hurricane conditions possible. Widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. New steady temperature in the mid-70s. East winds 70 to 90 miles an hour with gusts up to 115 miles an hour, increasing to 95 to 115 miles an hour with gusts up to 145 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of rain near 100%. Thursday, hurricane conditions possible. Widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds 85 to 105 miles an hour with gusts up to 130 miles an hour, becoming west and diminishing to 70 to 80 miles an hour with gusts up to 100 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of rain 90%. Thursday night, hurricane conditions possible. Isolated thunderstorms. Widespread showers. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. New steady temperature in the mid-70s. Chance of rain 90%. Friday, tropical storm conditions possible. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 70%. Friday night, mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. Numerous showers, mainly in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 70%. Saturday, mostly sunny with scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday night, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. Scattered showers, mainly in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. Sunday, sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 20%. Sunday night, mostly clear. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 20%. Monday, sunny. Isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Chance of rain 20%. These are the 6 a.m. observations for the local area on Tuesday, September 27th. At Tampa International, it was cloudy. The temperature was 76 degrees, the dew point 72, and the relative humidity 87%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 29.86 inches and rising. At St. Pete Clearwater Airport, it was cloudy. The temperature was 76 degrees, the dew point 75, and the relative humidity 97%. The wind was east at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.85 inches and rising. At downtown St. Petersburg, it was cloudy. The temperature was 77 degrees, the dew point 73, and the relative humidity 87%. The wind was east at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.84 inches and rising. At Lakeland Linder International, it was cloudy. The temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 75, and the relative humidity 100%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 29.86 inches and steady. Elsewhere around the region at Punta Gorda, rain was falling, with a temperature of 75. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 74 at Brooksville, and 77 at Plant City Municipal Airport. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 79 at Winter Haven, 75 at Bartow, and 76 at Kissimmee. Under cloudy skies, Orlando reported 77, Sarasota-Bradenton Airport reported 74, and Fort Myers reported 76. At Venice Municipal Airport, it was fair, with a temperature of 75. Marine reports along the coast and offshore locations, at the Seaman site at Cedar Key. Winds were north, at 4 knots. Air temperature 76 degrees. At the Seaman site at Venice. Winds were northeast, at 6 knots. Sea temperature 85 degrees. Air temperature 75 degrees. 100 miles north of Bayport, winds were from the northwest at 16 knots. Sea temperature 85 degrees. Air temperature 84. Wave heights 1 foot. Wave period 3 seconds. The report from 210 miles west of Captiva was not available. Here is a hurricane local statement issued by the National Weather Service. The tropical storm warning and hurricane watch have been upgraded to a hurricane warning for coastal Charlotte, coastal Lee, inland Charlotte, and inland Lee. A tropical storm warning has been issued for coastal Citrus, coastal Hernando, coastal Levee, coastal Pasco, inland Citrus, inland Hernando, inland Levee, inland Pasco, and Sumter. A hurricane watch has been issued for DeSoto, Hardy, and Pocasters. Current watches and warnings, a tropical storm warning, storm surge watch, and hurricane watch are in effect for coastal Citrus, coastal Hernando, coastal Levee, and coastal Pasco. A storm surge warning and hurricane warning are in effect for coastal Charlotte, coastal Hillsborough, coastal Lee, coastal Manatee, coastal Sarasota, inland Lee, and Pinellas. A tropical storm warning and hurricane watch are in effect for DeSoto, Hardy, inland Citrus, inland Hernando, inland Levee, inland Pasco, Polk, and Sumter. A hurricane warning is in effect for inland Charlotte, inland Hillsborough, inland Manatee, and inland Sarasota. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Highlands. Asterisk storm information, about 370 miles south of mouth of Tampa Bay FL, or about 320 miles south southwest of Fort Myers FL. 22.3 and 83 period 7W. Storm intensity 125 miles an hour. Movement north or 355 degrees at 12 miles an hour. Citation overview. Hurricane Ian continues to move north-northwest across Cuba, and is expected to continue strengthening into a major hurricane as it moves north into the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. Numerous local impacts are expected, with watches and warnings in place across the area. Residents should rush to completion any preparedness activities. Potential impacts. Asterisk surge. Protect against life-threatening surge having possible devastating impacts across west central and southwest Florida. Potential impacts in this area include widespread deep inundation, with storm surge flooding greatly accentuated by powerful battering waves. Structural damage to buildings, with many washing away. Damage greatly compounded from considerable floating debris. Locations may be uninhabitable for an extended period. New shore escape routes and secondary roads washed out or severely flooded. Flood control systems and barriers may become stressed. Extreme beach erosion. New shoreline cuts possible. Massive damage to marinas, docks, boardwalks, and piers. Numerous small craft broken away from moorings with many lifted onshore and stranded. Asterisk wind. Protect against life-threatening wind having possible devastating impacts across west central and southwest Florida. Potential impacts in this area include structural damage to sturdy buildings, some with complete roof and wall failures. Complete destruction of mobile homes. Damage greatly accentuated by large airborne projectiles. Locations may be uninhabitable for weeks or months. Numerous large trees snapped or uprooted along with fences and roadway signs blown over. Many roads impassable from large debris, and more within urban or heavily wooded places. Many bridges, causeways, and access routes impassable. Widespread power and communications outages. Asterisk flooding rain. Protect against life-threatening rainfall flooding having possible devastating impacts across west central and southwest Florida. Potential impacts include extreme rainfall flooding may prompt numerous evacuations and rescues. Rivers and tributaries may overwhelmingly overflow their banks in many places with deep moving water. Small streams, creeks, canals, and ditches may become raging rivers. Flood control systems and barriers may become stressed. Flood waters can enter numerous structures within multiple communities, some structures becoming uninhabitable or washed away. Numerous places where flood waters may cover escape routes. Streets and parking lots become rivers of raging water with underpasses submerged. Driving conditions become very dangerous. Numerous road and bridge closures with some weakened or washed out. Asterisk tornadoes. Protect against a tornado event having possible limited impacts across west central and southwest Florida. Potential impacts include the occurrence of isolated tornadoes can hinder the execution of emergency plans during tropical events. A few places may experience tornado damage, along with power and communications disruptions. Locations could realize roofs peeled off buildings, chimneys toppled, mobile homes pushed off foundations or overturned, large tree tops and branches snapped off, shallow-rooted trees knocked over, moving vehicles blown off roads, and boats pulled from moorings. Precautionary/preparedness actions-evacuations. Listen to local official for recommended preparedness actions, including possible evacuation. If ordered to evacuate, do so immediately. For those not under evacuation orders, assess the risk from wind, falling trees, and flooding at your location. If you decide to move, relocate to a safer location nearby. If you do not relocate, help keep roadways open for those under evacuation orders. If evacuating, leave with the destination in mind and allow extra time to get there. Take your emergency supplies kit. Gas up your vehicle ahead of time. Let others know where you are going prior to departure. Secure loose items and pets in the car, and avoid distracted driving. If evacuating, follow designated evacuation routes. Seek traffic information on roadway signs, the radio, and from official sources. Asterisk other preparedness information. Now is the time to complete all preparations to protect life and property in accordance with your emergency plan. Ensure you are in a safe location before the onset of strong winds or possible flooding. If you are relocating to safe shelter, leave as early as possible. Allow extra time to reach your destination. Many roads and bridges will be closed once strong winds arrive. Check the latest weather forecast before departing and drive with caution. If heading to a community shelter, Become familiar with the shelter rules before arrival, especially if you have special needs or have pets. Take essential items with you from your emergency supplies kit. Failure to adequately shelter may result in serious injury or losses of life. Always heed the advice of local officials and comply with any orders that are issued. Remember, during the storm, 911 emergency services may not be able to immediately respond if conditions are unsafe. This should be a big factor in your decision making. Keep cell phones well charged. Cell phone chargers for automobiles can be helpful, but be aware of your risk for deadly carbon monoxide poisoning if your car is left idling in a garage or other poorly ventilated area. It is important to remain calm, informed, and focused during an emergency. Be patient and helpful with those you encounter. If you are a visitor, be sure to know the name of the city or town in which you are staying and the name of the county or parish in which it resides. Listen for these locations in local news updates. Pay attention for instructions from local authorities. Storm surge is the leading killer associated with tropical storms and hurricanes. Make sure you are in a safe area away from the surge zone. Even if you are not in a surge-prone area, you could find yourself cut off by floodwaters during and after the storm. Heed evacuation orders issued by the local authorities. Rapidly rising floodwaters are deadly. If you are in a flood-prone area, consider moving to higher ground. Never drive through a flooded roadway. Remember, turn around Donex and Grav T Drown. If a tornado warning is issued for your area, be ready to shelter quickly, preferably away from windows and in an interior room not prone to flooding. If driving, scan the roadside for quick shelter options. If in a place that is vulnerable to high wind, such as near large trees, a manufactured home, upper floors of a high-rise building, or on a boat, consider moving to a safer shelter before the onset of strong winds or flooding. Closely monitor weather.gov, NOAA weather radio or local news outlets for official storm information. Be ready to adapt to possible changes to the forecast. Ensure you have multiple ways to receive weather warnings. Asterisk additional sources of information. Dash for information on appropriate preparations, see ready.gov. Dash for information on creating an emergency plan, see getacumeplan.org. Dash for additional disaster preparedness information, see redcross.org. Next update, the next local statement will be issued by the National Weather Service in Tampa Bay, Ruskin, FL, around 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or sooner if conditions warrant. Synopsis. Mostly isolated storms expected today, especially for southern parts of the region. For next week, we are monitoring Tropical Storm Ian and its possible impacts to our region. Stay calm and be prepared. For more information, visit hurricanes.gov. This hazardous weather outlook is for west central and southwest Florida. For today and tonight, isolated thunderstorms are expected today and tonight across central Florida, but no severe weather is expected. And now the extended outlook for the period Wednesday through Monday. Please listen to NOAA Weather Radio or go to weather.gov on the internet for more information about the following hazards. Flood Watch. Tropical Storm Watch. Hurricane Watch. Hurricane Warning. Storm Surge Watch. Storm Surge Warning. Spotter Information Statement. Weather spotters are encouraged to report significant weather conditions according to standard operating procedures.